Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you called I Don't Draw, I Color. Yeah, for those of you out there who are artists, you may or may not understand what the boy in this book is going to tell us about his art. But I'm very excited about sharing it because then we can talk about it afterwards. So grab your soft blankie or whatever it is that you want to snuggle with while I read this story to you. Today's story, I Don't Draw, I Color, was written by Adam Lehrhaupt and it's illustrated by Felicita Sala. And it's read today by Mommy and
Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget? Mommy and Chicken Nugget. Let's go. When we open the book, we see a boy at school, and there are other kids at the table. And we can see there's a girl who's drawing, and we can see the boy looking at her, and he says, "Some people are really good at drawing, but my puppies look like mush. My cars look like lumps, or like boxes, or this." And in the picture, we see his puppies don't look like mush. I can tell that they're puppies. What do you think?
I think it looks like cats.
Oh, they might look like cats a little bit.
They look like great, really good cats.
Right. They look like, well, maybe his puppies look like cats. His cars kind of look like trailers, maybe? That you would tag behind a car?
Minecraft cars.
Yeah, Yeah, his cars do look a little bit like boxes, like they were made in Minecraft. It's true. Okay, all right. And then, the next page shows us some, very creative looking things. You know, drawing hands is really hard. Okay. And he says, "Do these look like people to you?" I didn't think so. So I don't draw. And okay, that's fair. But when we turn the page, he says something else. He says, "I color. When I color, I can express myself without drawing anything by using different hues. Red, blue, yellow." When we see these pictures, he has drawn a big swirl using those colors, red, which then turned into blue, which then turned into yellow, right? Mm-hmm. "And by changing my lines from thick to thin." And in the picture, we can see he's doing that. There are some big, thick orange lines or some big, thick green lines. But then he's turned them into thin lines, too. Sometimes markers have two different kinds of ends to them, right? Like sometimes there's the thick end and sometimes there's a thin end. Have you ever seen that before? Mm. Yeah, that's an easy way to do that if you have that kind of marker. "Squiggly, jagged." And we can see those ones as well. The squiggly ones look like kind of a rain cloud, right? Mm-hmm. And the jagged one looks like a lightning bolt, but it's made out of blue. "I can show happy, sad." The happy looks like fireworks. The sad looks like a rain cloud, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the happy is bursts of bright yellow. And the sad is thick, swirling blue. "Angry," which is red and sharp and jagged. "Calm," which is kind of a purpley blue and it's soft and swept together. "I can even show scary." How would you describe this picture? He's colored it mostly black, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. And some small back and forths with his crayon. "Or something full of life." And it kind of looks like maybe it's bursting into the scene with yellows and greens and light blues. It looks like maybe, I don't know, grass a little bit, don't you think? So when someone asks, do you draw? I say, no thanks, I don't draw. I color. And I can color anything, can't I? But the teacher has put an assignment on the board in the picture, and it says, what makes you you? Create a self-portrait. Do you know what a self-portrait is? It's when the artist draws or paints or colors themselves, a picture of themselves. Am I dark and sad blue? Or a bright, happy yellow? Or messy, dark brown? Or an excited orange? I'm more than just one of these things. Sometimes I'm happy, other times I'm sad. I've even been messy, excited, and scared. All jumbled together, a colorful masterpiece. What colors are you? He asks. And do you know, I think, if you were to think of yourself as just a color, that might be hard to do. You might have to say I'm more than one color, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were to just pick a couple colors to describe yourself to someone, what colors would you use?
Green, red, gold, silver, and black.
Whoa. You know what that made me think of?
What?
A Christmas tree. Because they're green and they sometimes have red on them. Sometimes they have silver and gold. Black. Yeah, those are good colors. I think I would be purple. And blue. And a little bit pink. And a little bit green. And a little bit yellow.
Add blue and yellow to me, then I'm complete.
You need them all, don't you? Yeah, maybe a little bit of orange too.
And I'm like,
or brown the eyes.
Brown, that's it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, friends, think about what you are. And that is, shall we say it together?
The end.
The end.
You can leave it in the comments if you want.
You could.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.